top stories this hour. Confusion still surrounds what's become of a Malaysia Airlines flight that went missing on Saturday. The search for the plane and the 239 people on board has been expanded to the Andaman Sea, the opposite side of the Malaysian peninsula. Now, we expect a news conference from authorities in KL in the next half hour or so. We will bring that to you live when it happens.
In Sydney, drivers are being told to avoid the CBD after a fire at the Barangaroo construction site. Now, people travelling in and out of the city are being warned to expect major traffic delays because of road closures. Surrounding office buildings have been evacuated and traffic is still extremely heavy following the closure of the Western distributor.
The Northern Territory government has promised an inquiry into today's blackout that brought Darwin to a standstill. A power failure lasting more than 12 hours forced the closure of schools, transport services, as well as the public service. The opposition says the city's power grid is clearly not up to the standard that the government claims it is.
And the Daniel Morcombe murder trial jury will resume deliberations tomorrow morning after retiring this afternoon. 44-year-old father of three, Brett Peter Cowan, has pleaded not guilty to molesting and murdering the 13-year-old. The Sunshine Coast schoolboy went missing in December 2003.